Working with your intention is the most powerful tool for creating your future. But also the other thing that really I love about intention is that it makes you aware. You know, every time I set an intention, it's being aware where I want to go. So the rule is you cannot set too many intentions. Okay, so if you have a conversation with someone you have some conflict with, set an intention before the conversation how you want that conversation to go. Does it make sense? You set an intention in the morning, you set an intention at night, you set an intention even when, let's say, you're not feeling well, set an intention to become well again. And step by step, you are getting more power in your intention.
Well, and also you're learning to live life more intentionally, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to go into that in the next section, but really doing everything with intention and consciously and being fully aware of what we're doing. I mean, that is kind of the mastery of life, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Hmm. Just remember this rule. Intention is the beginning of creation. Hmm. As we create our lives for more than 90% unconsciously. Is it true or not?
Lot,
we just
right?
go with life. We just go. We go. We have a job. We go through every days. We go. But what if you become more aware by becoming more conscious by using your intention? Okay? Does it make sense? And the way we are teaching you to do it is, we did not explain it yesterday, so it is important for the new people. Why do we roll up our eyes, right? Why do we say, even if I don't know why? Even I don't know how. So, Joy's going to explain that to you.
Okay. So, by rolling your eyes up as if you're looking through the crown of your head, you're doing something in your brain which makes your brain relax. Think of people who faint. They usually have their eyes rolled up, right? It's a way for the brain to immediately go into the theta zone, the brainwave zone that is very relaxed. It is associated with healing, with connection. And by you consciously rolling your eyes up there, you're giving your brain the command, relax. Then, by saying, even if I don't know how, you're doing many things. You're owning that you really don't know. You are calming the conscious mind, your left brain, that really always wants to know, but how am I going to do this? And you're saying, it's okay. Even if I don't know how, all I do know is that it is so now. You're stepping out of the linear time zone. You're stepping right into this moment now, and you're saying, I am open. I don't know how, but I know it is so now. And then you're giving another command to your brain where you're saying, I delete, delete, delete. Imagine like a computer where you're deleting the viruses out. You're just taking things out that you no longer need. And then you say, and I download, download, download everything I do need. Again, you're opening up. And you'll notice when you start practicing the crystalline command, in these phases, you'll get different insights. You might even get visuals. I like imagining, you know, the strand of DNA that we have, that twisted ladder? Imagine a twisted ladder that opens up when you say, I delete, delete, delete. And you're letting go of anything that is in your programming that doesn't serve you. And then when you say, I download, 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 I'd always imagine this beam of light coming in and the DNA twirling up in a healthy way again, right? And then you tap into gratitude, another key to manifestation, by saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then you round it off at the end by saying, so it is, so it shall be, or something even better. And that way, you're not limiting yourself, because I can really tell you from experience, we can only even imagine from the place that we are at right now. And if you ask me, could I imagine 8 years ago when I met Roy, just before I met him, right, that I would in 8 years be sitting here doing this with you? No. I did have dreams. I did have visions where suddenly I'd see myself doing this stuff, but I thought, me? Why me? Nah, that's not going to happen or whatever. I don't know. I didn't really attach to it. So you see, my conscious mind at that time couldn't even imagine that happening. So just know that for your own dreams and desires, you can't dream big enough. Because however big you're dreaming now, it's still a limitation, right? So by doing the crystalline command, you're really getting into your unconscious mind in a way and a state where it can actually receive your messages. Because when you're in the busy brainwave state, which is called the beta brainwave state, that's where we are usually in most of the time. That is a brainwave state that kind of has the portal to the unconscious mind closed. Because you're in your conscious mind, you're thinking, thinking, thinking. So your unconscious mind can't even give you that information. But when you start relaxing, when you start going to sleep at night, it all starts bubbling up, right? So by doing the crystalline command often throughout the day, really every time you set an intention to do something, I do it for every call I get on, before every single coaching session, before every meal I cook, before every yoga practice I do, before every meal that we eat together. You know, when you start doing that automatically, it becomes a habit. And then you are becoming more and more conscious of your actions, and you will notice that then when you start relaxing and you want to meditate or go to sleep at night, your unconscious mind is cleaner because you've been doing the work throughout the day rather than just being in bed, being super busy, and then at night expecting your brain to magically do the dishwasher, right? It doesn't work. We've got to keep cleaning it throughout the day, and I think that's what the crystalline command is so useful in doing.
And just to add a little bit to that is that when we're talking about the field, some people call it the vortex, other people call it quantum field,
matrix.
The universe, the matrix, whatever that is. So we are in this field always. But the question is, do you use the field to your advantage or not? So if you're sending out a negative message, you know, I don't know if this is going to work, you're sending out the message into the field. And if you meet a person, you think, oh, this person doesn't like me, you're sending out the message into the field. So when you master intention, you're mastering the field. Joy and I have hundreds of stories of setting intention, how things works. So even our daughter, Grace, is mastering the intention. Okay, so remember with the last nanny that we got, she sent out her intention, she got what she wanted, and we always had the combination of nanny and household manager, and we had the lousiest household manager ever, and she has the best nanny ever, because we allowed her to create the intention. So we know for next time we're gonna do intention together, co-creation, right? So you have to, by using your intention, you're becoming more self-aware. You are constantly, it's like a plane. A plane doesn't fly from A to B in a straight line. There is wind, there's changes, so you're constantly adapting, so you're keeping the goal, but it's not a straight line, it's constantly adapting to the circumstance to get there. So you have to be the one who keeps that goal for where you want to go. And today we're going to work with you to make it absolutely clear for you what that goal for you is going to be. It's not our goal. We're going to give you some suggestions. So now you have a clear plan how to fly your plane to where you want to go. And that's why we recommend starting today with your intention. In bed. Don't even get out of bed without intention. To be clear, how do I want this day to be? The first thing I do is there anything today on my agenda that I know I have to do? And then I want to set the intention, how do I want to be during today? And part of my intention is also, how do I want to feel in the evening when the day is over? Does it make sense? And you said something quite interesting, which was grabbed my mind. And you said, I never, had the picture 8 years ago of being here, remember? Then I go back, that was my intention, in the sense that I always wanted to be with a woman who I could do things together. You know, that has always been my dream. And I've tried before, it worked sometimes, didn't work other times, But finally now I'm with someone where I'm not sharing only my life, but also sharing being on stage, teaching. And now I know why I want that, because I'm learning from that. As being a male, and I've been doing this for, I don't know, 30 years, I thought I was the king of the jungle, really, believe me. I thought I knew everything. I thought I was powerful and so on. Now I'm with a woman who doesn't always agree with my vision. So it gets interesting, isn't it? And true of that, I now can see from two different sides. So I'm learning new things that I would never be possible to know if I was not being with Joy teaching so many workshops together. So for me, this is learning on the job, number one. Number two is to understand women better, which for me was always a big enigma in life. I've tried, trust me.
Many have tried, right?
I'm still working on that. But to see two different perspectives and to see that both perspectives together becomes a bigger perspective. Does it make sense what I'm trying to say? So for me, I didn't know why I want to have that, but now I know why that is so, and it's even better than I thought. So I want to thank you for coming into my dream. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Okay. So we're going to set the intention now?